Bethany Conway, and thank you for joining me for today's podcast. We are only a few days away from Christmas. Oh my goodness! Joy is in the air. Laughter is in the air. Happiness is in the air. Can you feel it with every ounce of your being? Well, today, in the midst of all the Christmas spirit, I want to talk about joy and happiness. Both emit feelings of excitement and passion and laughter and smiles. They both give you those warm, fuzzy feelings from your head to your toe. Yet, they both are so different, where I feel like happiness is this fleeting, tied to a situation, an atmosphere, so to speak. And joy is this place of deep satisfaction, contentment, peace, and so much more. Happiness is so surface and can change on a dime. You know, as we look around right now in the holiday season, there is marketing and advertisements everywhere and billboards everywhere trying to sell us the next thing that they think will make you happy. From get the latest and the greatest car, automobile, the next ride of the season, you know? And then we have the shop till you drop, 50% off here and 75% off there. And it just keeps going on and on. TV ads and ads in social media. And if you buy this, you're going to be happy. If you do this, you're going to be happy. If you get this, you're going to be happy. And it's everywhere until your eyes are almost like bulging and numb to advertisements because there's so many. And on TV, you know, these marketing ads that and campaigns that when they come on the TV, there's happy music and every person is smiling and they have this feel-good persona that they're giving off, and you just want to go drink that Pepsi and you just want to go buy that Coke and get that razor that's going to shave your legs and make them soft, and you want to go buy that big Chevy truck, you know, because that man in that truck looks manly, you know, and you got to have it because they look happy. Or you got to drink that whiskey because that man has gold rings on his finger and he's got that classy suit, so he must be happy. All of these things that are telling us happiness is if you have this or that or do this or do that. Yet happiness is so fleeting. It's so situational. It's tied to a moment in time that passes. You know, have you ever been saving your money and you cannot wait to get that one thing and you're so excited and you go to the store and you get that one thing and it's everything that you want it to be and you get it home and you now you're playing with it, you're doing, you know, you're driving your new vehicle or you're using your new toaster or whatever it is, and before you know it, a week goes by, 2 weeks go by, and that happiness and that excitement that you felt for that brand new thing is no longer there. Where did it go? Where did that happiness go to? Happiness is so superficial. It's that, again, that fleeting moment of feeling, that fuzzy feeling that is not sustainable. What is joy? How does joy differ from happiness? Joy, I feel, is this deep, deep, deep well of contentment. It's this deep place of satisfied in our soul, in our spirit, in our mind. It's like we are at peace inside. That joy can't be stolen by something on the outside world. It's not affected by all the things swirling around us. Joy is an inner sense. It's an inner place of well-being. It's a source. We have a source of light, a source of hope and love and passion on the inside of us. And that, my friends, I feel is how you would define joy. joy is not going to be swayed by a product or an item. Joy is something that we overflow. It comes like from the inside out, where happiness is kind of like from the outside in. It's situational, those things that happen to us that bring an element or an emotion or a feeling of happiness, where joy is something that comes from the inside out. It flows outward. A statement from Adela Rogers: joy seems to me a step beyond happiness. Happiness is a sort of atmosphere you can live in sometimes when you're lucky. Joy is a light that fills you with hope and faith and love. Another quote: joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. That's from Brené Brown. And another from Richard Wagner: joy is not in things, it's in us. So how do we find that place of joy? How do we live in that place of joy? How do we sustain and live daily in that place of joy? Joy is in the present moment. It's not looking to the future, hoping and wishing and banking on something. It's not, once something happens, then I will be joyful. It is in the here and now moment of contentment and peace. And where do we find that peace? Where do we find that contentment and that satisfied spirit and soul? Where do we find that place? It's in our core values. It's in our relationships with one another, with God. That's our strength. That's where we find our joy in this season. It isn't about how many presents are under the tree, how many gifts we're able to give our kids. It isn't in any of those things. Joy is that deep place of gratitude, that deep place that we are so grateful to be alive. Joy is that sense of well-being, that my hope is in something bigger than a package or a present or a box or a bow. I think the Grinch caught it best. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling. How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags. And he puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before. What if Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store? What if Christmas perhaps means a little bit more? It comes from the heart, from our head to our toes. It consumes us inside, and it comes to the tip of our nose. It's a feeling, a longing, a deep healing of the heart. It's a grateful and full of gratitude heart. It's not wishing and hoping for, oh, something more. It's realizing that I have everything once more. Here in my hands and here in my heart, I hold the greatest gift of all, joy in my heart. Wow, I got caught up in the rhyming of the Grinch. But it is. Joy is a deep place. It's a deep well. It's a place that we find ourselves in this season of gratitude and thankfulness. So, my friends, I leave you with this challenge today. Let joy ring true in your hearts. Let the passion and the gratitude spring up from the deepest places of your being. It's not about the boxes or the presents or the gifts under the tree. It's about my relationships, my friendships, my family. If I can encourage you today, Hold fast to that truth. Let joy lead the way. For joy is the thing that will make you strong. And joy is the thing that will be with you all year long. So hold fast to joy, my friends. Let that be your strength, so true. Joy is the thing that will hold you through and through. Through the darkest of days and the strongest of storms. Joy is the thing that will hold you once more. So Merry Christmas to you and your family. Let joy ring true in your hearts this holiday season. Until next time, have a wonderful day.